We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
As part of Studio 12's continuing coverage of Aggie football camp, Will Johnson sat down with Shamar Turner for this one-on-one interview. Coverage of fall camp is presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
It's getting closer and closer. Do you get a little more excited about getting this whole thing kicked off?
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely.
The defensive line, it's going to be intriguing this year because you guys have a lot of talent, a lot of bodies there, but then you lost some guys. Does it bother a group when people talk about what you lost there instead of what you guys are about to bring to the table here in 2022?
No, sir, it doesn't. So they really just motivate us to, you know what I'm saying, do better every day and get better and compete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then just how talented is this group? Because, like I said, maybe they don't know all the names yet, but do you feel like a lot of people are about to once you guys hit the field this fall?
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely. And Fadell Diggs is going to be one to hear about. 10 on our books slash DN. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of names that pop out this season that a lot of people really, they like really under the radar. It's going to be a lot of names there.
And people started to learn your name last year because you're a freshman that played right away. And I think about – really, your first night as an Aggie, the opener against Kent State, you were solid right from the get-go in your first game. Think back to that night. Any nerves or you know, what weighed out in your mind as you took the field for the first time and knowing pretty much you're about to play a whole lot in your first game as an Aggie?
I mean, one, it was amazing. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to do that. And two, like, I mean, I don't want to say I was nervous because it really wasn't, like, nerves. I just didn't want to mess up. That was my big thing, like, throughout the whole season was just messing up. That was pretty much it. Even though it's going to happen to anybody. But, yeah, that was probably one of my thoughts. Like, just don't mess up.
But as you went along, did that thought maybe go away? Because the more you play, confidence starts to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Confidence is a key factor when it comes to – playing fast and not thinking, oh, I'm finna mess up, pretty much.
And just where has your summer work, where does it lie? I mean, if there's an aspect to your game, if it's this, if it's a tweak here, if it's I want to overhaul something here after last season, leading into this one, your work on your individual game lies where? What would you say you focused on the most?
I focused a lot on power. Because last year, I mean, I had power, but I was lacking you know, what I could have. So it was really what I've been working on this summer is my weight, like finding a weight that I can still have my quickness, but also I bring more power to the table.
Mm-hmm. So, what is that weight? Are you there? I mean, do you think you're zone where it's all come together, power and quickness?
I met my weight. 305 was the magic weight that I wanted to be at. It's between 305 and 295. I feel like that's my best place mm-hmm. when it comes to having power.
And it's still about power can come from the footwork.
Oh, yeah. We focus on that a lot. We do that pretty much, I want to say, every day with Red. And, two, I mean, we get together on weekends and we work it. You know what I'm saying? Getting power out our legs the best way we can. And that is very important.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets this question when it's preseason. And you can't name yourself, but a defensive player, one of your defensive teammates, that just impresses you. Maybe you could go with more than one. Doesn't have to be one guy, but defensive guys, your side of the ball, that you say, man, I'm glad they're on defense with me, and they're an impressive player to you. Could be the line, linebackers, or secondary, any one of them.
Okay, I got one McKinley. Like, his drive just to go is, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. And then you got, of course, you got Damani Richardson and you got Antonio Johnson. Them guys right there in the back end. Like, I don't think there's no better safeties in the game, like in college football right now, than them. I think we got the best two safeties in college football, mm-hmm. most definitely. And Reek Chappelle, our corner, he amazing. He pretty good. I'm glad I'm on the field with them.
And see, you're saying some secondary guys. And mm-hmm. I think people always need to hear about how defense works together. Because mm-hmm. if you have a good defensive line, a linebacker is going to look good because mm-hmm. you keep the bodies off them. You're also going to make the secondary look good because you can get to the quarterback and they don't have to cover as long, but it works in reverse. Mm-hmm. If that secondary can cover, it gives you more time to get to the quarterback. I mean, mm-hmm. Do people need to realize how much a defensive lineman would appreciate a good secondary like those guys you're naming right now?
Oh, most definitely, because no defensive lineman wants to have, you know what I'm saying, 1.5, 2 seconds, you know. Mm-hmm. When you got people on the field that can cover, sometimes when you may miss your main pass rush move and you have to counter, like, all that ties together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then I have to ask you before you go, the DeSoto, Texas pipeline. When did you realize that in your town, you know, the good ones, they go to A&M?
Oh, man. It was probably like the end of my senior year, towards the end of my senior year, right before I committed. Like, I looked into it. Like, I think we'd have like 4 that I know of come through here and go to the league mm-hmm. and play and do good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. One of them, Tony Gerardetti, he's in the program right now. And it's Cyrus Gray, Von Miller's obviously the one that people know the most. But mm-hmm. I would ask, have you met these guys? Tony, I know you would have met because he's mm-hmm. right here at A&M. But Cyrus Gray, Von Miller, have you ever gotten to meet and sit down with them knowing that you're the same path as them, DeSoto, Texas, on here to A&M, and you're hoping to do the same thing, quite frankly, like a Von Miller, make it onto the NFL?
Oh, yes, sir. I've had a conversation with pretty much all of them. Cyrus came to the high school before, and I talked to him. And Vaughn, you know, I went to the Pass Rush Summit mm-hmm. this summer. So me and him got to talk and stuff like that. So, yeah.
What are some of the things you discuss with Von Miller when you get to see him this summer?
Really is the mental aspect of football because, like, I'm already there for the physical. Mm-hmm. Like, and we'll sit down and we'll talk about, like, how to recover or, you know, how not to, you know, think too far ahead, like stand where your feet are, like stuff like that is pretty much what we go over.
Yeah, because I think you probably know how revered Von Miller is here at A&M. Right, yeah, that's your current school. He's welcome back anytime. Mm-hmm. He's got a key to the city if he wants it, I think. Yeah. Finally, I was asking some defensive teammates that impress you, but going to – the other side of the ball, because the spring practices, any practices, you got to work out against that Aggie offense. The offensive line, I know there's a lot of people, you know, how's that going to shape up in 2022? What's that line going to look like? Well, since you line up in the trenches across from them, mm-hmm. what does that A&M offensive line look like in 2022?
That offensive line going to be great. They're led by a really, really, really great dude and great football player, Layton Robinson. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, me and him, we go at it at practice. I'm getting better. He getting better, you know. But I think our offensive line is going to be, like, a problem.
All right. Problem for opponent, that's a good deal. Yeah. Good deal.
They move and stuff.
I like
they moving people out the way.
I like it. That's good. Hey, we appreciate your time. Good luck this season.
Okay, appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, Shamar Turner right here on Studio 12.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.